Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, your go-to podcast for all things at the intersection of technology and geekery. I'm Alex, here to demystify the tech world, one bite at a time.
And I'm Jamie, always ready with a question or 10, and probably the reason Alex has started prematurely graying. Today, we're diving into the wild world of cybersecurity in the AI era, a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi thriller.
You might not be too far off, Jamie. The AI era isn't coming. It's already here, and it's reshaping the entire landscape of digital defense as we know it.
I've heard about AI being used for things like improving search results or making smarter supply chains, but how does it play into cybersecurity?
Great question to kick us off. AI isn't just a tool for the good guys. It's a double-edged sword. On one hand, AI systems can be the target of cyber attacks. Imagine attackers manipulating AI training data or extracting sensitive model weights.
Wait, so you're telling me AI can be both the target and the weapon? That's like a plot twist in a movie.
Exactly, and it gets more complex. The threat surface is expanding rapidly. We've seen a surge in ransomware incidents and deepfake frauds thanks to AI.
Deepfakes? Those are the videos that look super real but are totally fake, right? I saw one where they made a famous actor say things they'd never say. Kinda spooky.
Spooky, indeed. And the technology behind deepfakes has evolved from a novelty to a significant business threat. The challenge is that detection tools are struggling to keep up with the creation techniques.
So it's a bit of a cat and mouse game. But what about the good old supply chain? How does AI affect that?
The supply chain in the AI context includes not just software dependencies, but also training datasets, model weights, and APIs. There's this concept called model poisoning, where even a tiny fraction of malicious data can compromise an AI system.
That sounds like a nightmare for security teams. How do they even begin to tackle these issues?
Well, it requires building a secure AI architecture, focusing on data integrity, model integrity, operational security, and supply chain transparency. Think of it as layering different security measures to protect both the AI systems and the data they use.
So we're building a digital fortress around our AI. Got it. But what about the humans in the loop? How do we fit into the new era of cybersecurity?
That's where things like secure DevOps practices come in, Jamie. Or as it's now called in the AI world, MLOps with a security focus. It's all about integrating security into the machine learning lifecycle, from design to deployment.
MLOps sounds like a new workout trend. But I get it. Security needs to be baked in from the start. With all these advancements, are there any new regulations we should be aware of?
Definitely. The regulatory landscape is as dynamic as the technology itself. For instance, the EU AI Act has set some comprehensive requirements for AI systems. Meanwhile, the US has taken a more fragmented approach, leading to a patchwork of state-level regulations.
Sounds complicated, and I thought updating my phone was a hassle.
It can be complex, but it's also necessary. AI governance and corporate readiness are key to navigating these challenges. It's about more than just technology. It's about fostering a security culture and ensuring ethical AI use.
Ethical AI, huh? That's a big topic. Maybe we should save that for another episode.
Agreed. Before we wrap up, let's touch on the future of AI-driven cyber threats. We're looking at AI-generated malware that can adapt and mutate, making detection even harder. And on the flip side, AI is also powering the next generation of security operations centers, or SOCs, to defend against these sophisticated attacks.
So it's an arms race between AI-powered attacks and defenses, kind of like spy versus spy, but with algorithms.
Couldn't have put it better myself. The key takeaway for our listeners? Stay informed, stay prepared, and remember, security is a continuous practice, not a one-time setup.
And with that sage advice, it's time to sign off. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech talk that even I can understand.
See you next time, where we'll probably convince Jamie that AI won't lead to a robot uprising. Probably.
No promises, Alex. No promises.